2, 3. To the Wait What podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. I need you all to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball! I'm David.
I'm Mitchell.
I'm confused. Anchorman. Where the fuck is that from?
Anchorman.
Oh, I've only seen Anchorman a handful of times.
An iconic moment is
when
he's in his face and that, he's saying all that stuff, and then he cuts to amazing. He's on a diamond. Nah. Cannonball!
An iconic moment is when he well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, that was an iconic moment. Sex Panther, obviously.
Yep.
It'll test you though. 60% of the time it works every time.
Is that the same? Is it the first one where he's when he's getting ready to go on air and he just starts screaming? Oh my god! Oh my god!
He's always like mouth exercise.
In the house.
Like the human torch was denied a bank loan. that's great. I'm glad I managed to do that because it was a bit touch and go whether I was going to be able to
speak.
Yeah, I've been ill. I still got it. In case like you probably hear a little bit of
you can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, I'm a bit ill. But yeah, that's why there's no singing this week. I know the audience applauds. Yeah, Dave's not going to be able to sing. And of course, now we're doing a music episode. Typical. It's always the way.
It's all right. There's no singing in this one.
I'm sure I'll try and sing anyway.
That's what you think.
But if you'd like to sing, you want to let us know that you like to sing, you can let us know on our socials. At Wait What Pod Trio on X. And we have a YouTube channel, Liam.
Wait What Podcast. Technical difficulties have been eradicated. We are back at full speed, full strength. And the Instagram is making a return. It's rising from the ashes.
Ooh.
I've cleared everything.
He's updated the picture.
I've updated the picture. I've cleared everything. There's nothing there. Well, there's a picture there, but there's nothing there. So, yeah, I'm going to try and make a proper stab at it because I'll be honest. The first time that we had a stab at it, we didn't really know what we were doing. So, you know what? Let's fucking have another go at it. Why not?
Cool. Yeah, I mean, find us on Instagram. And
TikTok. Oh, yeah. I should really say it, shouldn't I? Really? Yeah, because I've also changed the handle, too.
Oh, good.
It's the same as X. It's now at Wait What Pod Trio on both. So now you can find us.
Sorry, but you got to update the banner on Idle Chat now.
Yes, you have. Yeah. Work for you, sir. Work. Work, boy.
Some sort of workforce.
Don't say it like that.
I didn't say it in the accent. It's okay.
Yeah. Obviously, that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, that was the accent.
Ooh-wee.
Indeed. Okay, yes. Well, if there's no other
Let's say it's a music episode. It's sort of a music episode.
Well, it's music. It's about music.
It's a Mitch episode.
It's not a wrestling episode, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're doing well to stay off that topic.
You're lucky. You nearly got one this week. You're lucky. Yeah.
Managed to not talk about football as well. We'll see how long that lasts.
Let's get started. Let's not get carried away with the football one, but yeah.
Can I just take like a couple of seconds to go get water? Because I realise that's one thing I ain't got.
Well,
right. What we're doing today, as we've already mentioned, misheard song lyrics. So basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you the misheard song lyric,
You
two have to try and guess what the lyric is. You can work both together. If you need a clue, I can give you the clue, which will only be the artist or the bad name.
So we have to. So we have to not only decipher the wrong lyrics, we have to decipher your description reading of said lyrics.
No! This is the actual lyric.
I know, but it's you reading it. Is what I'm getting at.
Okay. Yeah, you have to decipher me reading.
Let's do it.
Let's have it.
Number one, money for nothing and chips for free.
I'm pretty sure it's money for nothing and chicks for free.
I'm feeling like that's it though. What song is that again?
It's Dire Straits, Money for Nothing.
Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. Money for Nothing and your chicks for free.
And your chicks for free, yeah.
Yeah.
Going to give us a chance to confer there. You just went in, straight in.
I mean, they were in.
I tried to go for the I Want My MTV bit and I can't. The voice is there. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to let me.
Right, next. Every time you go away, you take a piece of meat with you.
Got to be a taste. It's got to be every time you guys take a piece of meat with you. It's got to be.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what song that is.
Unless it's a butcher. I mean, if it's a butcher, I'm taking meat, you never know.
The lyrics have not changed. It's a trick question.
Oh, it's Big E.
Every time you go away, you take a piece of meat with you.
Just
tell me
the artist.
Yeah, go on.
Paul Young.
My fucking anger, help me.
The only song, wherever I lay my hat, that's my home.
But this is the only song. The actual song is Every Time You Go Away.
I don't know that many Paul Young songs.
Liam was right.
Oh, there's got to be in it. It's got to be. Yeah. Piece of meat, piece of me.
Told you they're not difficult.
I don't know who the fuck Paul Young is, though.
This one might be a bit more difficult because there's only two words. Sue Lawley.
Oh, I do know that. Sue Lawley. Oh, fuck.
Sue Carpenter?
Love a bottom reference. Sue Lawley. Oh, damn it. What do I know that from, though? You know what keeps going through my head? Do you know the Yam I'll Be There song?
Yeah.
Yam I'll Be Then it reminds me of 40-Year-Old Virgin where Paul Rudd's character is like, if I have to hear Yam I'll Be There one more time, I'm going to Yam I'll burn this place to the ground.
I love Paul Rudd. Pardon me. Sue Lawley.
I think my knowledge is tapped out on this. I don't know.
Do you want the band or artist?
Give me the go on.
Yeah.
The Police.
Right, so it's not not Roxanne. Because there's no point in that where they say Sue Lawley, or if it sounds like it could be misinterpreted as Sue Lawley. I keep thinking it's like everything she does is magic because there's the bit where they go like, Bio, Bio. But that's not, again, that's not the Sue Lawley either.
No.
Doesn't sound like it.
If I give you the song title, it'll give it away.
Is it the name of the song?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So Lonely.
Yes.
There he is.
So Lonely. Yeah.
I don't know many Police songs. I think the only one I know is the creepy one.
Every Breath You Take.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Police have got some good songs other than the creepy stalker one.
Yeah, but you know what I'm like. I don't know I couldn't tell you it.
Until he heard
it. I hear it, I'll know it, but...
Roxanne's great if you watch Community.
Is that one with Roxanne? It's been in something else as well.
It's been in a
few things.
A lot of a 90s film. No, it's been in Good Burger. It's in Good Burger, Mitch, isn't it?
Yes.
You know when that goes, she goes to seduce Ed. It's in Good Burger. Oh, that's where I've heard it from.
Her name is Roxanne, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll try to forget that movie.
Shut up, whore.
Right, the next one is a misheard lyric, but it's also a real lyric.
Okay.
We built this city on sausage rolls.
Oh, yeah. I fucking hate that guy. I'm sorry. I fucking hate him. What was it? The fucking lad, baby. That stupid cunt. I can't stand him. I don't give a fuck how much he's done this and that for charity. From what I've heard, it don't all go to charity anyway. I've heard he's a snidey little bastard. But he ain't funny.
I'm not a Forest fan.
What do you expect from a northerner? Fucking fuck off.
Sorry, Sean. We didn't mean for Liam to reveal how he truly feels to you like this.
It's not you. Oh. It's just where you're from. That sounds awful.
It's not you. It's just all your ilk.
It's just not you. It's just your lineage from up north. Notice I had the up north in, because if I'd have said the other thing, that would have been the big no-no. Yeah, up there. Up there.
Yeah. I want to say that we enjoy all our fans from up north. But, you know, anything past Watford is north.
Fucking banned. For me, anything past Watford is bandit country, and anything south of the river is bandit country.
Cheap pints, though.
No, up north, maybe. Yeah, sure. Don't. Well, let's not get into that. Mainly because me and you don't drive, Mitch, so it doesn't affect us.
No. So, do you want to have a guess of the lyric?
I don't think we're ever going to get it.
Do you know who done We Built the Sea on Rock and Roll, Liam?
Yes. Could I tell you? No. Wait, let me think. I want to say Journey, but I know it's not.
It's kind of similar to that. It's a band.
Starship. Yeah. I want to say, I was like, no, but when I hear that song, I instantly go to Journey, and I don't know why.
I don't like We Built the City on Rock and Roll. I like Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. That's a good song.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't really like that. The thing is with that song as well, they overplayed it I think it was Aldi had it on their advert at Christmas at one point, and I heard it too much, and I just don't like it anymore.
Listen to Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now.
And Watch Mannequin.
Yes. Watch Mannequin as well.
It's a great film.
Yeah, fantastic.
On to the next one. Saving his life from warm sausage tea.
What? What? Who wakes up, listens to a song, hears it and thinks, oh yeah, that be the lyrics. Fucking
idiots. I want to know who they asked for these.
Northern.
Do you need the band?
Spare him his life from this warm sausage tea.
I think spare him his life. Oh, I know what it is. Yeah, I know what it is. So, as soon as the way you said it, instantly. Yeah.
That's why. Well, I want you to say that.
Yeah.
Spare him his life from this warm sausage tea.
Fucking boom. Easy come, easy go. Will you let me go?
Bismillah, no.
But the actual lyric, I'm pretty sure, is spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Yes, because the misheard lyric is saving his life from this warm sausage tea.
Yeah, pretty much every word is wrong.
I mean, to be honest, I would want to be saved from warm sausage tea as well, because that sounds all levels of vile. All levels.
Unless it's sort of some kind of like a euphemism for like a hookup, like between two men. Do you want to go for some warm sausage tea? Yes, I do, sir.
Good work.
I don't mind if I do.
I mean, Freddie Mercury did sing it.
Yeah, there you go. True.
Yeah. If there is anyone in, if there's anyone in the community, please let us know.
Yes.
If there's a euphemism.
Our allies.
Yes. No, we are the allies. No, we are the allies.
Sorry.
We don't work. We can't be the allies to the gays, as they are called. No, we are. They can't be the allies to us. Sorry. We are that to them. They can't be the allies to us.
It's got dirty look. They could be whatever they want.
I mean, our friends over in the gay community, please use that euphemism.
Let's make it big.
Liam, I want you to answer the next one.
Oh, God.
It's going to be so fucking easy for you. See that girl, watch her scream, kick in the dancing queen.
So the thing is, I don't know it word for word. I just sing it, and just whatever sound comes out, comes out. So say that again for me.
See that girl, watch her scream, kick in the dancing queen.
I think see that girl is right.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, I've been singing the lyrics wrong all my whole life because I change it every so often because I know it's not right. Because at the moment it's watch that scene, and I know it's not right, but yes. It's what comes out.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, it's ABBA Dancing Queen. By the way, if you had a guess,
yeah. If you haven't guessed it by now, yeah, I've got a special place in my heart for Dancing Queen. ABBA in general, to be honest.
I like ABBA, but that's not
I do like ABBA. I fucking hate Waterloo. I despise that song.
The pace of the song.
Yeah. Yes. I can't tell if it's singing. Wait, say it again.
Kicking the Dancing Queen.
So it's not kicking the Dancing Queen.
It's a digging.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I always get it wrong. Well, apparently I'm getting it right, but for many, many years, I never got it correct.
Peter Kay did a whole the stand-up about it, where it was just like, Dancing Queen, feel the meat and the tangerine. Dancing Queen, eating Chinese with Mr. Bean. Oh, yeah.
See, that's better than that.
In your underpants.
That's because of Peter Kay, and Peter Kay is fucking amazing.
I can't wait for his latest stand-up to come out on DVD.
Same.
It might be. I was going to say it on DVD, and I realised how ancient I thought it was about to sound when I said that.
I can't wait to come on VHS.
It's got to go onto one of the streaming services. I'm hoping it'll be Netflix.
It'll go on a Prime.
I hope it'll be Blockbuster.
It'll go Prime.
I've got Prime. That's cool.
I've got Prime and Netflix. I can't give two shits. I'm still going to watch it.
If it went on fucking Lionsgate or fucking Discovery or something like that, I'd be pissed.
I'm still fine because I've got both of them as well.
Have you? I've got a month trial for Lionsgate. I've got that off of McDonald's Monopoly thing. I haven't decided to use it yet, though.
No, I've got Discovery Plus on my phone so I can watch it.
Next one. Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Okay. You carry on, sir. You come back just when you're ready.
The misheard lyric was excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Yeah.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Do you know it?
I'm saying it to try and think of... I'm trying to sing it in my head in various ways. You know, well, then if you know it.
It's Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze.
Yeah.
What's the lyric?
Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Ah, I thought you was actually just going to say, excuse me while I kiss this guy, who say it's the actual lyric.
Is that right, Liam? Mitch? Sorry?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, cool. I'll just double check
it. Not a massive lover. Not a massive lover of Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Just certain things.
I like All Along the Watchtower, his cover of that. Foxy Lady is always great. Just because
of that one. Foxy. Foxy. Yeah.
You ever seen Wayne's World? Oh.
If you haven't seen Wayne's World, what are you doing? going.
You know you're a sweet little heartbreaker. Foxy.
Foxy.
I'm trying to think of the other song.
Smoke and War, isn't it? No, it's Deep. That's Deep Purple. Yeah. I always get, what's the one he, there's one he done. And I can never remember. So someone's probably punching the air right now because we're just saying it all wrong.
Oh, Lord, watch Foxy Lady. Obviously, there's like Hey Joe and stuff like that. He did a lot. He obviously did a lot of covers that I was going to be at the time.
I went to type in music in the search bar on my phone and they come up with Mudrick stats. And I don't know why, because there ain't no fucking stats. It's shit. Jimi Hendrix. Because I know there's one, it's just in my head, and I can't.
The Jimi Hendrix Experience. There we go.
Indeed.
Legend, Ladyland. Yeah.
Oh, to be honest, even if I'm looking at it, Purple Haze. That's what it was.
Voodoo Child. That's what I was thinking.
Voodoo Child, yes, as well.
With Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. There's one, Mitch.
The next one I can't do because we've already done one of that, which is what you've already said, Dave. Dancing Queen, Feel the Beat from the Tangerine.
Oh, yeah.
You can't have the same song. Look, that's lazy of these people.
Who did this list?
Yeah.
How can you say there's 40 when there's only 39?
Who did this list? Who is this? Who is this website?
Who is this?
NME.
NME? Yeah, yeah. I've got an NME now. They've fucking got one now.
I prefer the band The NME.
Do you know the NME?
The next one is Sweet Dreams Are Made of Cheese.
Yes, they are.
You'll be made of cheese. Mm-hmm. Well, that's Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams. Sweet Dreams Are Made of These.
Yeah.
Who am I to disagree?
Who am I to disagree?
We did that song was in our music video of the 80s tournament.
Yes, it was.
Because I was confused by all the cows in it. And my wife was convinced they were horses. I was like, no, they're cows.
I completely forgot about that.
Check out the 80s music video tournament. It's a good tournament.
I was good.
I can't remember who wins, actually.
I think it's Madonna.
I don't think
it's 80s music. It's 80s music. Madonna was up there.
What, Like a Prayer?
Because that video is risque.
That puts lead in your pencil, that video.
Yeah, I mean, when you see the Like a Prayer video for the first time as in the 90s as a child, yes, indeed, your pencil will become leaded, yes. Yes.
We have to do another music video tournament. That was fun. Anyway, next one.
Or should I just keep chasing penguins?
I'd love to see you chase a penguin, to be honest.
It's only if he keeps his arms at his side. Like a penguin would run.
Yeah. To be fair, I believe this was actually Adele's very first hit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Chasing Pavements.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And it's Should I Give Up or Should I Just Keep Chasing Pavements?
Yeah. Or Penguins.
Even if it leads nowhere.
I think Chasing Penguins is better.
I do too. Adele, fix it.
I actually thought it was that though. Next one?
What do you think it was? What?
No, on the next one, I actually thought it was that line as well. So the next one is All the Lonely Starbucks Lovers. I actually thought it was that lyric.
I know this one. I know what song it is. Whether I know it word for word is another story. But it's a T-Swizzy song. Yeah. It's a T-Swizzy.
All right, Taylor Swift.
I think it's Long Lost Lovers, isn't it?
Long list of ex lovers.
Long list of ex lovers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Blank space.
What?
Got a long list of ex lovers. They say no, I'm insane or something.
They'll tell you.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
I thought it was all those lonely Starbucks lovers.
Why would you be a lonely Starbucks lover? Loads of people like Starbucks.
I thought it was like star-crossed lovers.
I thought it was like long-lost. Oh, was like long-lost. I don't know.
I don't agree with that anyway.
Yeah, let's see what
Mitch, I know. Yeah, fuck you, enemy. What do you know?
Good song. I like Blank Space.
Yeah, I don't really like any T-Swizzies.
It is. Not.
Me too.
If the high was worth the pain, got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Go fuck yourself, enemy.
Yeah, fuck you, enemy. Unless you want to sponsor us, then up the enemy.
See, it's that easy. We will change our morals on a dime.
Yes.
Exactly.
Just love money so much.
All right, don't get me wrong. Some morals we'll stand by.
Yes, yes.
There's some things I want to endorse.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So next one is I can see clearly now Lorraine is gone.
It's about time Lorraine Kelly fucked off, to be honest. It's been around for fucking ages. You fuck off. Get me nerves.
Hey.
What? I know no one's going to understand it, but it was funny the other day when someone said they didn't know. They asked what Lorraine's show was called. That was funny. That made me laugh.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
My,
I remember that.
My mum's name is Lorraine. So
I said Lorraine Kelly.
Did you see clearly when she went?
does she own that show too? Then because it's just called Lorraine. She claim it.
She claim royalties from it.
I would say get on the phone and ask her to see if this morning want to sponsor us. But then at the moment, I don't really want anything to do with them.
This morning, so this afternoon, or this night.
No.
So it's Lorraine, right? Not Lorraine.
What?
It's Lorraine, not Lorraine.
It's Lorraine, yeah, not Lorraine.
Rain. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Lorraine, not Lorraine.
Yeah.
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 Cool.
Purple Rain?
Johnny Nash.
Say again.
Purple Rain. Lorraine, not Lorraine.
Rain. Say again.
Say what again? I can see clearly now Lorraine is gone.
Yeah, you said Lorraine.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah, Lorraine.
Lorraine.
Lorraine is gone.
Yeah, Lorraine.
Yeah,
Lorraine.
Lorraine.
Yeah. Lorraine.
Content. This is a great audio content, this.
Next one. Give me a man after midnight. Take me to the doctors at the break of the day.
No. Give me a ginger. His name's Gulasewski.
And he plays on the wing.
I'll give Tottenham fans credit for that song because that is fucking fantastic.
give me a man after midnight.
The doctors at the break of the day.
Give me a man after midnight.
Won't somebody help
won't
me?
Some...
That's the,
won't
that's
somebody the, that's help me? Chase the shadows.
No, that's the first bit. Because then
that's the first bit. So it does it again. Yeah. So it's give me a man after midnight. Won't somebody help me take the shadows away? Give me a man after midnight.
Take me to the darkness.
Take me through the darkness.
Take me through the darkness. Chase the shadows away.
To the break of the day.
To the break of the day. That's a fucking fan. Fantastic series as well, by the way. It's on if you've got iPlayer.
Wow.
You don't like Gimme Gimme Gimme?
No, I haven't thought about Gimme 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 in ages.
I love Gimme Gimme Gimme.
I love Kathy. Who's the guy? He was in My Hero and he was in
Alice is sitting next to me and she loves Gimme 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 as well. She made me watch it recently when we watched. She was like, "We got to watch it." I was like,
"John Dreyfus? Is that right?
John Dreyfus?
James Dreyfus. He's funny. Such a, I like
it. They're both together. They're just hilarious.
Oh yeah,
it's so dated as well. Like it makes me feel so old watching it.
Yeah,
it's great though. If you haven't seen it, go on BBC iPlayer. It's all on there, and go watch Young Ones too because that's on there as well.
Young Ones on there.
Uh-huh. Oh, two seasons.
the full episodes or any of them cut?
All but one. Yeah. There is one that is cut for reasons.
Reasons.
So flippant. Can't believe it's so flippant.
Ho, ho, ho.
No, I'm not even going to tell you to go look for it because it's bad. Okay, it's bad. It's racist. It's awful. And the fact that they had the goal to actually come out and say it so flippantly after the insults that they used.
And what is the title of the episode called?
I have no idea, and I'm glad I don't remember it.
Fair enough. Dave, this one's for you.
All right, cool.
Just you. Papa don't preach. Papa Don Peach.
Papa Don, you said Peach. Preach. You yeah, said preach. Peach. So he's Papa Don Peach. That sounds vile, by the way. A Papa Don and a peach. What's this fucking rations? It's World War II.
Yeah. So it's Papa Don't Preach. I always thought the next line was I'm in double D as well. I thought it was double D. Yeah, it's like
I'm a double D.
Exactly.
She was like, Papa, don't preach. She said what she was saying was, shut up, Dad, I've got big tits, is what you thought the lyrics were.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
You thought the line was, shut up, Dad, I've got big tits. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah. But no, so I'm in trouble deep, which just means that she had to kind of swap it around to help the forced rhyme, actually. Preach doesn't even rhyme with deep.
No.
Madonna rhymes it with what she wants, apparently.
Madonna was is great.
80s Madonna is very hard to very hard to top. There's a lot of 80s powerhouses, but 80s Madonna is very hard to beat.
Yeah.
You ready for the next one?
Go for it.
It doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not.
Whoa.
We're halfway there. Yeah.
Whoa. Is one of these lemon on a pear?
Sitting on a chair.
No.
In my underwear. You know, we just keep going. Lidl had a real blast with this song when they remember all the adverts they were doing with lemon on a pear and stuff like that. They had a real good time with this.
We gotta hold on to what we got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not.
Yeah. Yep, we got each other.
Next, a lot
for us.
We give it a shot. Is that what they say before
we'll it? Give it a shot.
Yeah. Yeah, my throat won't let me do that. Just in general, not being ill, I just can't do that.
No. Next. You ready for the next one? Yeah.
Yeah, you end up sounding like Cody Rhodes. Whoa.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm going to leave her.
That's just rude. And I saw her face. And I'm going to leave her.
I couldn't leave her if I tried. What? That doesn't make sense for the lady.
Yeah, think about it. It's just the lyrics. Then I saw her face. And I'm going to leave her. Wait, what happens like when he goes, I'm a leave.
That's Eddie Murphy.
That's the perfect version. The Shrek version is the perfect version.
It is.
Just like the Shrek version of did they do the same song in the credits or is there another one? There's two. Shrek 2.
They did Live La Vida Loca.
That's it, yeah. That's the one in the credits. Puss and Donkey, y'all.
Did they sing in Shrek 3 at the end?
I don't know because,
at the beginning, didn't they, at Shrek 3? They did Live and Let Die.
They did Live and Let Die in the second one when the frog dies. Spoiler alert.
I thought that was in number 3.
Is that the third one? Are you sure? Oh, yeah. I'm dying.
I'm assuming you both own the Shrek DVD.
No, I don't. Not out of choice. I just don't own them.
Did you own it before?
Yes.
I was going to say, do you remember, like obviously the DVD, like, menu kind of screen kind of thing, used to have Donkey, like, jumping in the background going, pick me!
Yeah.
I have noticed, though, when you watch it on TV now, like, Shrek, the first one, it doesn't go to that end credit bit. They just do the first bit and don't go into the next bit.
They used to have on the DVD menu as well, they used to have the Shrek karaoke thing on there where like all everyone would get involved in some.
Yeah, mate, everyone loves a bit of Shrek karaoke.
That was good. They had in the end scene, dance to the music. Dance to the music.
And when you used to leave it for so long, you'd get like a loop and someone would say something. There'd be a donkey jumping in the background or Shrek would be there.
Ah, DVD menu screens.
Ah, yes. Thing of the past.
Coming to a tournament near you.
Special features.
Special features. Did you ever watch a DVD with the director's commentary on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cast commentary more than director's commentary.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like when they had like, the cast, they had the director and they had like the main actor and stuff. And you'd have film on and there'd just be no noise, just them talking.
There was Ocean's 11 cast commentary. I think it was like Brad Pitt.
You've lost me.
Like a couple of them. Oh, mate. Brad Pitt, Matt Damon watching Ocean's 11, mate. There's a point where Brad Pitt's just like, why the hell am I always eating in every scene? And then that went on to be his thing, where now Brad Pitt, when he acts, like, is always eating.
That's true. The films I've seen him in, he eats in Bullet Train.
He eats so
does
well.
Does he eat in Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Hmm?
Yes,
he does.
If you see a Brad Pitt movie, like normally if he's watching something, he's eating. And then if he's waiting for something, he's eating. And then like at every point, he's always eating in a movie somewhere. And yet the man looks like Brad Pitt. So, you know.
Madness.
Well, world's not fair sometimes.
But we got away from it. What was the lyric, Mitch? Because we know.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm going to leave her.
Now I'm a believer.
Yeah.
By the Monkees.
Yes.
Hey, we're the monkeys. We're monkeying around.
We're too busy singing.
Confused me as a child because they spelled it with two E's, didn't they, on the end?
Yeah.
Monkeys.
It wasn't even supposed to be a band. I'm pretty sure that was for like a TV show.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Well, yeah, they didn't play their own instruments.
No.
That was the first kind of like manufactured pop band, I suppose, yeah. Probably not the first.
Won't be the last.
Couple more?
Here one.
Yeah.
We haven't even breached an hour yet.
I want to hold your ham.
Seems a bit forward, if you ask me.
No, seems lewd.
I want to hold your ham.
So, get out of my pig pen.
I mean, the obvious answer here seems to be hand.
Yeah,
But I feel like it was one of those ones that could trip you up.
No, you are right.
When I'm with you, I feel happy inside.
I was saying it probably upset a few people. I don't really like the Beatles that much. I don't think they're that good. I'm in trouble, but I don't really think they're that good. I don't rate them that much.
I don't think you listen to enough Beatles songs.
No, I have. My dad loves the Beatles, and it's not for me.
So the next one is Kurt Zuma's favourite one, kicking your cat all over the place.
Singing, we will.
A guy makes one mistake and he just gets one fucking mistake. Crucified. Well, he made several.
You can say that about anything. A guy murders one person. He has to be remembered for all his life.
Well, Mason Greenwood beat his missus up and got given a new contract in Spain.
Yes, well, that's because the person wasn't going to press charges against basically.
Because he got to her. He'd probably beat her up again.
He got her pregnant.
I'm fine. He isn't going to hit me because I'm not a woman.
And he's not in the UK.
I'm talking about Mason Greenwood, not Kurt Zuma.
Kicking your cat all over the place.
Yep.
Singing, we will rock you.
We will rock you.
We do. Did Patrick Starr sing this?
little. I feel the next one probably a indirect attack to Liam. Oh, dyslexic's on fire.
Why would I need to be on fire? the weirdest, one of the weirdest bands I've seen.
I really don't know how you get this from the lyric.
Well, this sex is on fire. It's the lyric.
Yeah. But how do you get dyslexics
on this fire? Sex is them three together fast.
People are hearing. Are people like not believing why would sex literally be on fire? The sex is on fire, that makes sense.
It's called gonorrhea.
Do you see these live, yeah?
I've seen them live, no. I've never seen King's Land live, no.
I haven't seen them live either, actually. One of a few
bands. That makes a change. Yeah. They're a weird band, though. They're weird.
They are a weird band. That's probably always put me off, because although I do like quite a few of their songs, like, obviously, so a lot of their older stuff, obviously. But even some of the newer stuff I quite like.
Molly Chambers. Molly Chambers is a great song.
Molly Chambers is a good song.
She's got it. Molly Chambers, change your mind. Yeah. We did it recently, didn't we?
When it came, one of the songs came up on the FIFA soundtrack. You're walking on a tightrope.
To the sky.
Yeah, that one. But other than that,
like, Red Morning Light, wasn't it? Red Morning Light was the song. Yeah. That's what it's called.
Yeah. But I think Pyro is my favourite song by Kings of Leon.
I like Radioactive. It's one of their newer ones. That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Next one. Here We Are Now in Containers.
Ah, a bit of Robbie Williams. No.
Is it?
No. I'm getting mixed up. That's complete. No, yeah, it could be Robbie Williams. It could be. If he was dead. Had long hair, was shot by a woman, played an instrument, was greasy, knew Dave Grohl. If he had all them things, yeah, it would be. Do you know what song instantly? As soon as you said that, the word that came into mind was Entertainers, and the first song that popped into my head was Robbie Williams. I don't know why. My Robbie Williams songs popped into my head straight away, and I don't know why, but I'm still right. If you had all of them things added to Robbie Williams, it would be him.
But that worked.
And if his name was Kurt, if you had all them things together, I was right.
So I can never be wrong.
Robbie Williams, that's Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
I would actually like to hear him sing that. Be interesting. Yeah. As long as he doesn't sing it like Rubox, then I'll have to kill him. I will have to kill him.
Yeah.
And so, I will not be sorry about it.
Here We Are Now, Entertainers.
Yes.
The lyrics to that song are fucking weird.
You ever heard the Muppets a cappella version?
Me.
Yeah. It's,
no, yeah, I don't think I have.
It's great. It's really funny. It's got Beaker in it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So you got, here we are now. Me. I feel stupid.
Me. Is the Swedish chef in there?
Nah, it's it's like Sandy.
Hurdy gurdy.
Yeah, it should have been.
You missed out. Okay. You missed out there. I missed out.
Check that out. Muppets a cappella. Spirit is funny.
Next one. Let's pee in the corner. Let's pee in the spotlight.
I've lost all religion now. I've lost it all.
Doggy M.
Pit, that's fucking hell.
Yeah.
That's me in the corner.
That's me in the spotlight.
Yeah.
I remember hearing that song.
Losing my religion.
I remember hearing that song for the first time and like just be like, really, like adds up to those lyrics because it's like the first time you hear it. It's like, that's me in the corner.
That's me in the spotlight. I remember the first time I heard it, I was like, this is a banger.
Yeah.
REM, innit?
Yeah.
REM.
Yeah.
Love me some REM.
Some REM.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they call deep sleep? The REM sleep.
REM sleep is when you dream.
Is that linked? Or... No. What does REM stand for in
rapid eye movement?
In the sense of the band?
Yeah, because REM, rapid eye movement, means when you when you're dreaming, because obviously you're closed, but then your eyes are moving to make you dream.
I thought he was going to make a joke, but you know.
Next one is bald-headed woman, bald-headed women to me.
What? Bald-headed woman.
Bald-headed
woman to me. Okay, there it is. I think this version's better. Bald-headed woman.
Bald-headed woman.
Bald-headed woman to me. More than a woman.
Why did I start? Bee Gees.
Robbie Williams, if he had two brothers.
They're all triplets.
Also, they all had long hair.
Yeah. Well, oh, wait, that would be great.
It sounds like his testicles were in a vice. Is it more than a woman, more than a woman to me?
Yeah.
I think I must have asked as a kid to my parents, like, how the Bee Gees were able to sing so high. And they always told me it's because they had tight trousers.
I got told this.
The exact same thing. And out of all three of us, so who listened to their parents and didn't wear tight trousers? You two. Who didn't listen to their parents and wears very tight trousers? Me. Can I sing like that? No.
Exactly.
But yeah, so we were lied to. We were lied to. Yeah, we also believed in other things like your wage can cover all your bills. Lies. Propaganda, sir. Lies.
We also believed when they were going to call the police if we were not.
I was told that I would need to understand the Pythagoras theorem to get along in life. I haven't used it once since I left school.
I was told I would never have a calculator on me at all times.
Yeah, I got one on my wrist, here, and on my fucking laptop. Liars. Liars. Can't believe it. So offended.
How dare they not see the future?
Bastards. Exactly.
Utter bastards.
Goddamn hippies.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah, go on.
I remove umbilicals.
Where are you from? You sexy thing.
I remove umbilicals.
Of course. Where are you from? You sexy thing.
I don't feel like a person removing umbilicals should be calling anything a sexy thing at any point in that time. That's no. Jail for you, sir.
I believe in miracles. This is Sexy Thing by Hot Chocolate.
Yeah.
Again, a song that I'm not that fond of. It's stupid.
Have you heard the Arsenal version of it?
No, probably terrible as well.
It's not. There's not one. It's hot stuff. Next one.
Yep.
We're caught in a trout.
Caught in a trout.
I can't walk out.
Suspicious Minds by Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
We caught it in a trap.
I can walk out?
Yeah. I quite like the movie about him. It was like,
I've not seen it yet.
This lyric is we're caught in a trout.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're caught in a trap.
Yeah.
And then the next lyric is I can't walk out, isn't it? So
I can't walk out.
Because I love too much, baby.
I'm not much of an Elvis fan, but
neither am I. I think one of my favorite songs that's got Elvis, and I use the my lack of video, the air quotations, is A Little Less Conversation, and it's just air quotations Elvis.
Well, Elvis actually I think that was like on the B side of his album,
yeah, but he didn't release that version.
No.
Come on, baby. Come on.
That one, yeah. That was on Just Dance.
I can imagine it was.
Skanked out to that when I was a kid, man. It was great.
Yeah. My favorite Elvis song is In the Ghetto.
In the Ghetto.
Because of South Park.
In the Ghetto. Yes, you want to I can't even do it. I can't even get my voice that high. I can't do it.
No, I can't either.
Right, so the next one. I'm Terry Wogan.
I thought you was Mitch. I'm Terry Wogan.
Yep.
Oh, I actually don't know this one.
I'm Hulk Hogan. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. I was crashing down.
Down and it hurts inside.
I said I wasn't going to sing. Fucking
dun, dun, dun. When Hulk Hogan's song come on, we don't agree with Hulk Hogan as a person, but his music, his entrance music, cracking.
Dave, you said you wasn't going to sing. We also said we wasn't going to talk about wrestling.
True.
Well, Liam brought it out faithfully.
Actually, no, you brought it up earlier when you said about Jimi Hendrix.
Ah.
Do you want me to give you the artist?
Boom, lawyered.
Yeah, Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
Oh, right. I'm every woman.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Terry Wogan.
I'm Terry Wogan.
It works in loads, doesn't it? You can use that for more than a woman, too, can't you? I'm Terry Wogan.
That's good, yeah.
I'm Terry Wogan.
Wogan to me.
More than Terry Wogan to me.
I'm Terry Wogan. It's on me. I don't know what the next lyrics are after that. I don't have a clue.
I know the next word is anything.
Yeah, I knew that much as well. It comes naturally. Oh. That much I remember. I remember that bit. I remember the oh.
Do you remember old pot noodle advert where there was a guy that had song, he hated pot noodle, and then he started he came back dressed in drag dancing around to it, and his mates come in. And then he cuts back to them, and they're all in drag singing, "I'm every woman." yeah. Classic. That's a great advert.
How progressive was that advert? Imagine if they did that now. How many old white men would be so pissed?
Probably. Or young white men.
Young man.
Young man.
At your age. Come on.
Just staple the vicar.
Ah.
I always thought it was this word. I always thought it was them lyrics.
PK did this, didn't they?
Yeah.
On that same stand-up, and I'm trying to play it back in my head.
Let me staple the vicar.
We are family, isn't it?
Yeah.
What? We are family.
Is it that one? Or is that one the one it says? Yeah, because give me love in a femidom, wasn't it? Was the other one? Yeah. Yeah, give me love in a femidom.
The step that do and the things you do.
You are giving love in a family dom.
We are family.
Yeah, I don't know what the actual lyric is though, because she does sing kind of like she does.
It's the staple. The staple is the wrong word there. It's just one word that's wrong. It's staple.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it is. That's the key part.
It's just let me state for the record.
I thought the vicar was in there.
I think it sounds better. It was just let me staple the vicar.
Sound funny, don't they? Walk up to the vicar and just go bonk. Then scream, "Where's your God now?"
Next one. This is the dawning of the age of asparagus.
This is the dawning of the age of the Aquarius.
Yeah.
40-year-old virgin again.
Yeah, 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah, where at the end they're all singing, this is where after he's had sex for the first time and Steve Girl starts singing. This is the dawning the age of Aquarius. Yeah.
Right. The next one is You're the Wobbly One.
Mr. Grinch.
Okay.
You're the Wobbly One.
Yep. You're the Wobbly One. You're the Wobbly One.
Mr. Grinch. You really are beamed.
It's not the Grinch. Nah,
I know, but leave me be.
You're the wobbly one. You're the wobbly one.
Because I don't like the musical.
Huh? Yeah,
Dave, don't like the musical.
Oh, it's Grease.
Mm.
Say again.
You're the wobbly,
one.
You're the wobbly one.
You're the one that I want.
Yeah. Listen, whoever hears you're the one that I want as you're the wobbly one.
Listen, Dave, I know you don't like that musical, but I'm just here to tell you that I don't care.
Terrible message with young women.
Yeah, well, it's a lost time and everyone's learned their lesson from now. So let's keep it as a learning lesson of what not to do.
Yes, because so many people...
While continue to sing Summer Loving and being like, oh, we shouldn't say that, but continue to sing it.
Did she pull up a fight?
No. Naughty. But still, continue to sing it.
I mean, he did punish him for it. He flicked him on the nose of his head, his comb.
Yeah, he did get a dig for it.
Yeah.
Oh, you. Potential rapist.
The next one is, a year has passed since I broke my nose.
A year has passed since I broke my nose.
Yeah.
So a year has passed is the same, yeah?
Yeah.
A year has passed since I've broken my nose.
Ooh. Who's the artist?
The Police.
Ah, oh, it's always the Police, isn't it?
Fucked.
I think Dave said it's
another one-legged song. It's Message in a Bottle.
Yeah.
A year has passed since I wrote that note.
Yeah, I wrote my note.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. I'll send an SOS to the world. Good song.
Oh, is that one?
Broken nose.
Yeah. Now I know. SOS. Yeah, I know that song. Yeah. SOS. Yes, again, I know the song, but I wouldn't be able to tell you who sang it or what it was called. So.
Yeah, good.
There's a lot of kicking animals in this mishap lyrics.
Don't blame me.
The next one is Kick a Chicken with It.
Na 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 na.
Kick a chicken with it.
We'll just get jiggy with it.
Yeah, the what line is, keep my wife's name out of your mouth.
Keep my wife's name out your motherfucking mouth.
The next one is easy. Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
That's on the highway.
Yep.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza. Dave Grohl is amazing. Just full stop. Simple as that. Yeah.
Check out his, and as I always say, check out his BG's tribute act. There you go.
Yes.
The DGs,
yeah. I hope he's still doing that, even though the drummer died.
Yeah, I hope he's still.
I know Foo Fighters are still touring and stuff, which is nice.
Well, nice for for the first show after he died, they got him to play drums on My Hero, which is a nice touch.
Yeah, the sub played drums. Yeah,
one of my favorite Foo Fighters songs, actually.
Yeah, My Hero.
There goes Everlong. Hero. Yeah, Everlong. The acoustic version, though.
Next.
Go on.
I like big butts in a can of limes.
Well, you know, if you don't have enough citrus in your diet, you might get scurvy.
Is that another your mum told you?
What the? There you go. Bombs, hon.
It's hot.
Do you know who sung this? Do you know the name of the song as well?
Is it Baby Got Back?
Yeah.
Baby Got Back.
Do you know who sung it?
I feel like I should wonder, though.
Obviously.
Indeed. I feel like I do know.
He was knighted. The first part of the name?
He was knighted. I can tell you that
he
much.
He was knighted.
Oh, what, Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Yeah.
There we go.
Baby got back.
Yeah, and...
didn't Nicki Minaj release a sample version of it?
Dick bigger than a tower. I ain't talking about...
I know, it's Anaconda. It was Anaconda.
Yes. So Mix-a-Lot likes big butts and he cannot lie.
Yes. Right, we've got two left anyway, so we might as well finish them up.
Oh, fucking go on, then.
I thought so.
Yeah,
we're working for peanuts.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Is it next one? We're working next. For peanuts? The right lyric.
No.
Working for penis. Oh.
Yeah.
It rhymes with penis.
What? We're working for Venus.
We're heading for
Oh, final countdown, Europe.
We're working for peanuts.
But still, we stand tall.
Mood.
I really hope the next time Brian Danielson uses that, I hope it changes the lyric to "We're working for penis." It's the final brain cell. That's just literally here everywhere. You scroll through anything, and that's all you can hear.
And the last one, I just died in your barn tonight. Mustard, no mayonnaise instead. I don't think it needed to change.
It's an 80s song, Liam.
Say it again.
I just died in your barn tonight. Mustard, no mayonnaise instead.
I just died in your arms tonight. Was it must have been something I said?
Something you said, yeah.
Bye. Talk?
Nope.
Oh. Cutting Crew. Cutting Crew.
Sounds like a hooligan gang of rapscallion barbers.
Really? I thought it sounded like a group of teenagers who were all emo.
Bloody rapscallion.
Or someone would derogatorily call a group of emo children. Just be like,
yeah, oh, it's kind of. Oh, God. Out of pocket.
Was that the last one?
That was the last one.
Sweet.
Oh, dearie me.
Well, yeah, we do miss hearing some lyrics. But I don't think it really matters. As long as you commit to your wrong lyrics, then, you know, you can just get away with
it. If you say it with chest.
Yeah. And when someone corrects you on it, just go, oh, okay. But then continue to sing the wrong lyric.
Yeah. I've corrected many people on their lyrics and they still sing the wrong lyrics.
Yeah.
Or you might even do what I did and think that your lyrics were wrong, but they were actually right.
There's someone we know that keeps singing "The Thousand Miles" song by Francis Carlton wrong.
Yeah. It's really irritating because it ain't that hard. The lyrics are so easy.
Making my way downtown, Francis Pass, walking by, and I'm open. And he doesn't say that. He says, "I'm okay."
And then just goes straight to the dilly dilly do. People these days.
I know, but you know, it's not. It's not the point of the day. We all love music. If there's not one person in this world that doesn't love music.
But they say music brings everyone together.
Yeah.
Music is the language of love.
Brings the people back together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Music.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't do too many of them, Dave, before I won't take it. Giggity. Pause.
Let me talk to you.
Yeah.
Well, let me talk to you. Let me talk to you and everyone else. When I say you can find all of our previous episodes available on all podcasting platforms. You must remember, though, you must search us through our government name to make sure you find the right podcast. It is Wait What? A Trio of Nonsense. You can find us on X and very, very soon back on Instagram on at Wait What Pod Trio, YouTube Wait What Podcast, and on TikTok at the Wait What Podcast.
Thanks on, guys. Keep on trucking. Keep on trucking. 2 3